Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, April 15th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. Inflation surging under President Biden. The White House extends its mask mandate on public transportation. Church membership in the USA falls to a record low. The average adult can tolerate just 4 hours with family this Easter. Also ahead, update listeners, sound off. But first, inflation, as you have to know, hammering all Americans. The consumer price index soaring 8.5% last month compared to 1.4% during Donald Trump's final weeks in office. 8.5 now, 1.4 under Trump. The producer price index also jumping a whopping 11%, and all of that will be passed on to us in the coming months. It was 3% in the last month of Trump. 3 then, 11 now. So you can see what a disaster inflation is under President Biden. Also, the Biden administration keeping the mask requirement on airplanes for another 2 weeks. The CDC recommending that to slow COVID in places like Philadelphia, LA, Portland. Cases in the USA stand at 25,000 new infections each day. That is down from 800,000 in January. CEOs of Delta, American, and United Airlines urging the White House to drop the masks before the busy summer season. The percentage of Americans belonging to a house of worship, a church or synagogue or mosque, falling below 50% for the first time ever. Pew Research finds 29% of Americans have no religious affiliation whatsoever. That is up 15 points in two decades. 7% of the population now describe themselves as hardcore atheist. Bring on the holiday cheer. A recent survey from One Poll says 75% of Americans find it hard to spend even 4 hours with their loved ones on Easter Sunday. The typical adult taps out after 3 hours, 45 minutes, according to this One Poll study. Some seek refuge in a quiet room like the basement, while a third of adults just split. They leave entirely. Biggest excuses for ditching the family? Fear of COVID and traffic. That's an amazing stat. In a moment, update listeners have their say. Right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do it each Friday. You can reach me, Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com, name and town, if you wish to opine. David in Iowa. Bill, I agree with you on the causes of this outrageous inflation, but I think you are underestimating the doubling of the minimum wage also being a factor. I don't see that, David. I mean, the minimum wage has been going up. In some places, it is $15 an hour now. The feds have upped it. But come on, cost of living is up. You have to do that to keep people alive. And the amount of money of wages being paid to Americans does not drive inflation. It's driven by printing money, which the Biden administration has done outrageously, and the attack on the fossil fuel industry. Linda in Rhode Island. In regard to inflation, my husband just came from filling up our car and ran into an old friend. They were remarking how bad things were, but then the friend said, yeah, but a hell of a lot better than the last guy. Makes no sense. The last guy, of course, Donald Trump. I don't know how you can say things are much better under Biden when the inflation rate in the last year of Trump was 1.2%. Now it's approaching 10%. So, Linda, I would just suggest that your husband's friend may be a dunderhead. But I hate to judge. Tim is in Mountaintop, Pennsylvania. Bill, we know your opinion on the worst presidents, but who are the top three best presidents and why? Abraham Lincoln, best president ever. He had an amazing amount of challenges, including, of course, the Civil War. But the reason he's so good, or was so good, is that he overcame James Buchanan, the president in front of him, who was the absolute worst president in our history. Buchanan did nothing about the Civil War, emboldened the South, allowed them to attack certain places. Lincoln came in, and we won the Civil War. That's on him. Second best president, George Washington. In the beginning of our republic, it was chaos. The federal government didn't have any money, didn't have much authority, and Washington pulled it all together. And then when his two terms were up, he could have had a third term, but he declined. Some wanted to make him king, but Washington respected the Constitution and walked away. And finally, the third best president, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He handled the Depression as well as anybody could have, and World War II. Remember, Roosevelt served four terms, 16 years in office, and he accomplished an awful lot. Lewis is in North Carolina. Bill, can the next president deport illegal migrants? No. That has to be done in the court system. A president can't just order that. And Joe Biden, of course, has allowed millions of undocumented people in here. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I put that together. And if you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can actually see me on television. And the website will really enhance your life. BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices, higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 110 years ago today, the world's largest and most luxurious ship sunk to the bottom of the North Atlantic Ocean. The disaster stunned the world, changed the transportation industry forever. Here is the story of the Royal Mail ship Titanic. At the time, the RMS Titanic was the biggest moving object on Earth. At 900 feet in length, its creators dubbed the vessel unsinkable. Towards the end of its maiden voyage from England to New York City, the Titanic sailed into the frigid waters off the coast of Newfoundland, Canada. Around midnight on April 15, 1912, the Titanic struck an iceberg. Most of the 2,200 passengers aboard paid little attention. The boat, however, slowly filled with water before breaking in half and plunging to the bottom of the Atlantic. 1,500 people drowned. The tragedy led to a new international agreement, including a global ICE patrol bulletin and lifeboat regulations on board. While the disaster made headlines around the world, the exact location of the Titanic went unknown for decades. In September 1985, a group of explorers from the USA and France ended a 73-year search for the most infamous shipwreck in human history. The discovery of the Titanic renewed a global frenzy about the ship. A series of movies, books, documentaries, and TV specials appeared. The film Titanic, from director James Cameron, was the first motion picture to earn $1 billion at the box office. And here's something else you might not know. The sinking of the Titanic was even featured in Nazi propaganda. Adolf Hitler commissioned a 1943 movie that focused on a greedy British businessman aboard the Titanic. The sinking, the Nazis said, was a result of the dastardly captain's quest to smash a speed record. The epilogue of that film states, quote, "The deaths of 1,500 people remain unatoned, forever a vile testament of Britain's endless quest for profit." Back after this.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.